Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, so let's dive right into this world of meme coins. Mm. You know, they're exhilarating. They're a little bit crazy. It seems like you guys are wondering if they're just a flash in the pan or if they're actually a gold mine.
Yeah, it's a great question.
You sent in some articles. And, you know, the stories are out there. People are making life-changing money.
That's right.
But then you also see the warnings about the scams and the rug pulls.
Uh-huh.
So how do we separate the hype from the reality?
Yeah.
I think that's what we're here to do today. Figure that out.
You've hit the nail on the head. We're seeing this real shift in the crypto landscape, and meme coins are right at the forefront of it all. They tap into, you know, internet culture and trends in ways that traditional crypto just hasn't.
It's like the internet is deciding what has value, not some, you know, big bank or government.
Precisely. And that's what makes it both exciting and a little scary.
Yeah.
Take Dogecoin, for example. It started as a joke, a meme, you know, based on the Shiba Inu dog. But then, you know, it just exploded in popularity. All of a sudden, people are buying it, selling it like crazy.
I remember seeing Elon Musk tweeting about Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm.
And it went, you know, the price went through the roof.
Yeah.
It's crazy to watch.
It was.
But one of the articles you sent in asked specifically about Av.ai. It's a platform, and it's supposed to, you know, help you navigate this craziness. So is this platform the real deal? Can it actually give us an edge in a market that's so, you know, unpredictable?
That's what we're going to explore. I mean, Av.ai claims to provide, you know, all these tools and insights that you need to make smarter decisions.
Okay.
In the meme coin jungle, they've got over 7 million users.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive. But, you know, numbers don't tell the whole story.
Right.
We got to dig a little deeper.
Okay, so let's unpack Av.ai. What exactly does it do? How is it different from, you know, just reading Twitter and just, you know, hoping for the best?
Well, one of the core features of Av.ai is their smart money tracking. So imagine you could see what the most successful meme coin traders are doing.
Oh.
What they're buying and selling. That's essentially what this feature does. It tracks the wallets of these, you know, savvy investors, gives you a glimpse into their strategies.
Wait, so you can actually see what these big players, you know, like the crypto whales, what they're up to? In real time.
Yeah.
That sounds incredibly valuable, but how do they even identify these, you know, smart money wallets in the first place?
It's all about algorithms and data analysis. Av.ai, they look for wallets that, you know, consistently outperform the market.
Uh-huh.
They show this pattern of making profitable trades, especially in the meme coin space. They track those wallets, track their movements, their buying and selling patterns, and use that information to identify potential opportunities. It's almost like having a team of, you know, expert analysts working for you 24/7.
I'm starting to see the appeal here. But even the smartest investors, they make mistakes.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
So how do we know that these smart money wallets are always, you know, going to be right?
Well, you're right to be skeptical. No one's perfect. And even the most experienced traders can, you know, misjudge the market or even, you know, fall victim to scams. That's why Av.ai doesn't just blindly follow these wallets.
Right.
They actually provide additional layers of analysis and, you know, risk assessment.
Okay. So it's not just about, you know, copying these big players. It's about understanding their strategies, using that information as, you know, part of a bigger research process.
I guess it.
Got it. But this is all still pretty high level.
Mm.
Can we get into like specifics? How does Av.ai actually help you, you know, find and evaluate these promising meme coins?
Well, that's where their meme coin dashboards come in.
Okay.
They aggregate a ton of data from social media to on-chain analytics and present it in a way that's, you know, easy to understand.
So instead of me spending hours on Twitter, you know, scrolling and trying to decipher the blockchain data,
yep.
Av.ai does the heavy lifting.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You want to invest in a company, right?
Uh-huh.
But instead of, you know, poring over these financial statements, market reports, you know, you have access to this dashboard.
Right.
That summarizes the key information.
Okay.
And highlights all the most important trends. That's what Av.ai is doing for meme coins.
Okay, that makes sense. But there's so many meme coins out there. How does Av.ai even begin to narrow down the field? I mean, how do they know which ones are even worth looking at?
Well, one of the ways they do this is by tracking key opinion leaders.
Okay.
Or KOLs. These are like the influencers.
The thought leaders.
Yeah. The people who can, you know, move markets with a single tweet.
Cool.
Av.ai tracks KOLs on Twitter, particularly in the English and Chinese markets. Because, you know, those communities are often at the forefront of the new meme coin trends. They analyze what these KOLs are saying, which coins they're promoting, how their followers are reacting.
So it's like having a finger on the pulse of, you know, what's generating hype, which projects are gaining traction.
Precisely. Yeah. And, you know, the social media data is just one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Av.ai also analyzes on-chain data. This is the information that's recorded directly on the blockchain.
Hold on. On-chain data. That sounds a little technical. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. Think of the blockchain as a public ledger, right? It records every single transaction.
Okay.
On-chain data includes things like, you know, transaction volume, the number of active addresses, and, you know, how those tokens are moving between the different wallets. Av.ai analyzes this data to identify patterns and trends that, you know, can maybe indicate a meme coin's potential.
Okay, so it's like looking beyond the hype and seeing what's actually happening with the coin itself.
Yeah.
How it's being traded, who's holding it. But before we get too deep into that, let's take a step back. For someone who is completely new to all of this, what even is a meme coin, and why should anyone care?
So a meme coin, at its core, it's a cryptocurrency that it derives its value from online communities, internet culture, unlike, you know, Bitcoin or Ethereum, which were built on, you know, complex technology, have, you know, real world applications.
Right.
Meme coins often start, you know, as jokes or references to popular memes. Their value is driven by, you know, hype, speculation, and just the collective belief of a community.
So it's like the internet decided to create its own form of currency based on things that people find funny and relatable.
Exactly.
No wonder it's so volatile.
It's a highly speculative market. And while some people have made, you know, incredible profits, a lot of others have lost money. That's why it's crucial to approach meme coin investing, you know, with caution, with a healthy dose of skepticism.
I hear you. But let's be honest, you know, the potential rewards are what draw people in.
Of course.
I mean, who wouldn't want to turn a small investment into a fortune overnight?
That's the allure.
Right.
For sure. But it's important to remember that meme coins, they are inherently risky. They can go up in value just as quickly as they can go down.
So we've established that they're volatile, they're unpredictable,
mm-hmm.
but they're also, you know, potentially very profitable.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like Av.ai is trying to provide like a way for people to navigate this Wild West with, you know, a little bit more information, a little bit more control.
That's the idea. They're trying to bring some order to the chaos, help people make more informed decisions, you know, minimize the risks as much as possible. But they're also very transparent about the fact that, you know, there are no guarantees in this market.
Right. No crystal balls. But they do offer a feature that caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's called on-chain trading.
Yeah.
And this is where I start to get a little lost.
Okay.
Can you explain what on-chain trading is and why Av.ai emphasizes it so much?
On-chain trading means that all transactions happen directly on the blockchain.
Okay.
So instead of relying on a centralized exchange, which, you know, can be vulnerable to hacks or manipulation, you're trading directly with, you know, with other users peer to peer. Your funds are stored in your own wallet. It gives you complete control over your assets.
Okay, so it's all about security and transparency.
That's right.
But I need like a quick, you know, ELI 5, because like I'm 5 here.
Okay.
What's a wallet?
Yeah.
And how does it work with on-chain trading?
Imagine a wallet as your personal digital vault for storing cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
You control access to this vault with a set of private keys. They're like your secret password.
Okay.
When you trade on-chain, you're essentially sending tokens directly from your wallet to another user's wallet, and all of that's recorded on the blockchain.
It's like sending money through like a secure, transparent, you know, digital network without the need for like banks or intermediaries.
That's it.
Okay. Ive.ai, they mentioned their own Av wallet. They said it's built on Trust Wallet's open source library.
Mm-hmm.
And they also said something about compatibility with other major wallets like OKX.
Right.
What's the significance of that?
Well, it means you have options. You're not locked into using Ave.ai's wallet. If you prefer another one, you can use that.
Yeah.
The fact that they're compatible with, you know, established wallets like OKX, which is, you know, known for its security and features, that adds another layer of trust, I think, and credibility to Ave.ai's platform.
Okay, so they're not trying to create like a closed ecosystem where you're forced to use their tools.
Right.
They're integrating with, you know, the broader crypto world,
uh-huh.
which is a good sign. Now, one term I keep seeing on their website is token address or CA.
Right.
What exactly is a token address?
A token address is basically a unique identifier for each meme coin, like a digital fingerprint. It's this long string of characters that represents the specific coin that you're looking for. You need this address to trade the coin on Ave.ai or any other platform, really.
So it's like making sure you're buying the right stock on the stock market. You don't want to, you know, invest in the wrong company because you got the ticker symbol mixed up.
Exactly. Each meme coin has its own, you know, unique token address, and it's crucial to double check that you're using the correct address to avoid any, you know, any mishaps.
All right, so we've covered the basics of meme coins, you know, on-chain trading, the importance of these token addresses. We've also kind of touched on some of Ave.ai's features,
mm-hmm.
like the smart money tracking, KOL monitoring.
Yeah.
But how do these features actually come together to help you make, you know, informed investment decisions? And that's what I'm really curious mm-hmm. about.
That's a great question, and it's what we'll delve into next. Ave.ai takes all of this data from, you know, smart money movements to social media trends to on-chain analytics, and they use it to actually categorize meme coins into different groups based on their risk profiles and their potential growth trajectories. They've identified two main categories that we'll explore in detail: trend-based tokens and narrative-driven tokens.
Intriguing. So it's not just about, you know, throwing darts at a board and hoping for the best.
No.
There's a method to the madness.
It is.
All right, let's dive into those categories. See how Ave.ai helps us separate the potential winners
yeah.
from the inevitable losers in this wild world of meme coins.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right, so we're back, and I'm ready to dig into these categories. You mentioned trend-based tokens and narrative-driven tokens. It seems like Ave.ai thinks that not all meme coins are created equal.
Yeah, exactly. There are some key distinctions, and understanding those is crucial. So let's start with trend-based tokens. Think of these as like the shooting stars of the meme coin world.
Okay.
They're all about, you know, riding that wave, a hot trend, some viral moment, a certain surge in popularity.
So like that TokenX coin from one of the articles I sent, the developers burned a bunch of tokens and the price went crazy.
Exactly. Perfect example. That token burn, it created this buzz. The community got all excited. FOMO kicked in. And the price, well, it went way up. Trend-based tokens, they can see huge gains in a very short time, sometimes 10x, even more. But.
But there's always a but. Right.
Of course. The other side of that is these trends, they can disappear just as quickly as they popped up. What goes up must come down.
Yeah.
Remember Mona, that art-based one that was using the Mona Lisa? So much hype, big names backing it, and then
it just fizzled.
Pretty much, yeah. The excitement died down, and the price, well, it plummeted. That's the risk with trend-based tokens. It's a high-stakes game. Timing and momentum are everything.
So how does Ave.ai help us play that game? Any recommendations for dealing with these volatile trend riders?
They suggest focusing on early entry. You want to get in, ideally, before the hype train really leaves the station.
Okay.
You know, when the market cap is still low, below $1 million.
So less risk, more potential for gains.
Right. And if you miss that early entry, they have what they call a buy the dip strategy, waiting for that correction after a big jump, buying in when the price drops, hoping it'll bounce back.
So it's about finding those moments where a trend might, I don't know, might keep going and jumping in when the price is low. But This all sounds pretty risky.
Absolutely. Trend-based tokens, they're not for everyone. High risk tolerance and understanding market trends are key here. But let's move to the second category, narrative-driven tokens. These are totally different.
I'm intrigued. What's different about these?
It's all about the story with these. Yeah. They're built around a strong concept, a narrative that's compelling, or even, you know, a purpose. They have to resonate with the community. It's not just chasing trends. It's about building something sustainable, something with long-term value.
Instead of, you know, riding the wave, they're trying to create their own wave.
Exactly. Think about it like investing in a startup company. You're betting on the people, the idea, the potential for growth down the line. It's not like buying a lottery ticket, just hoping for a random win.
I like that. That's a good way to put it. Any examples of these narrative-driven tokens?
Aave.ai highlights ACT. It combines AI, artificial intelligence, with, you know, meme culture.
Well, that's interesting.
They're building a platform where people can interact with intelligent agents in a fun way, blending this decentralized AI or DAI with, you know, how viral memes are.
So it's taking two big trends, the AI and the meme coins, and creating a story around it that could be valuable.
Right. And because these tokens are building something more, something substantial, their growth is usually more stable. Their value can reach millions, even go past $100 million. But it takes time, takes patience.
So no getting rich quick schemes here.
Yeah.
This is more about spotting those projects with real potential and then being patient.
Exactly. And for these, Aave.ai has some pretty specific recommendations. Focus on emerging narratives, the ones gaining traction. Like right now, DeSci, decentralized science, that's getting a lot of attention.
So it's about finding those early signs, seeing what the community is interested in. But how do you figure out if those tokens really have long-term potential?
It's all about monitoring and analyzing. Aave.ai says keep your eye on social media, see how engaged the community is, and track how much money is coming in over time.
Like being a detective, right? Following the clues to see if this is the real deal.
That's a great way to put it.
I'm starting to see how Aave.ai can be helpful for anyone who's interested in meme coins, whether they're, you know, just chasing those trends or looking for long-term investments.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. Use data and insights to level the playing field, give everyone the information they need to make smart choices, especially in a market that can be so confusing.
Okay, so we've got these two categories we've talked about, how to think about them, the risks, the potential rewards.
Hmm.
But can we get really practical here? How does Aave.ai actually help you trade these coins? What's their trading system like?
Oh, it's pretty cool. It's like a command center designed just for trading meme coin.
Okay, I like that. A command center. So walk me through it. What's on the left side of this command center?
That's your quick access area. You see trending tokens, hot buys, the top gainers, and what those smart money wallets we talked about are doing. You can even make your own lists. Track the coins you're most interested in.
So it's like a custom news feed. Just for meme coins, tailored to what I'm looking for. Cool. But
exactly. Now, the central panel, that's where you dig deep into a specific token. Below the price chart, you've got all this info, trading activity, who the traders are, details about the holders, even insights into what the big holders are doing.
Hold on. Insights into the big holders. Why is that important?
Those large holders, sometimes called whales, they can really move the price of a meme coin. If they start selling, it can set off a chain reaction and the price could crash.
Ah, so it's like knowing when the big fish are going to leave the pond.
Exactly. Aave.ai lets you see what those big holders are doing so you can be ready for those market shifts.
I'm seeing how this platform could give you a real advantage. But, you know, we all know there are shady players in the crypto world. How does Aave.ai protect people from, you know, scams or rug pulls?
That's a really important question, and it's something Aave.ai is serious about. This central panel, it also has tools to spot potential problems, like maybe there's insider trading going on or phishing scams.
It's like having a security guard looking out for you.
Precisely. Their algorithms look at all the token movements and flag anything that looks strange. Like if a big holder suddenly splits their tokens into lots of small wallets, that could be market manipulation. Or if tokens are moving without any purchase history, that could be a phishing scam.
Okay, that's good to know that they're looking out for those things. So we've done the left side, the center. What about the right side of our command center?
That's your trading toolkit. All the numbers and tools you need to make good trades. You can see volume, buying and selling data, how liquid the token is, even things like burn ratios and rug pull probabilities.
Wait, rug pull probabilities?
Yeah.
I've heard that, but not sure what it means.
A rug pull is a scam where the developers of the coin, they just abandon the whole project and take all the investors' money. It's awful.
Yeah, that sounds like a disaster.
It is. Aave.ai has algorithms that look at all kinds of factors to figure out how likely it is that a coin is a rug pull. They look at the liquidity, who's holding the tokens, what the developers are doing.
So like a risk assessment.
Yeah.
Helping me avoid those bad investments.
Exactly. If they think there's a high chance of a rug pull, they'll flag it and warn users.
Wow, that's a huge relief. Anything else on this right panel?
Yep, this is where you decide your slippage tolerance and turn on anti-MEV mode.
Okay, slippage I kind of get, but anti-MEV, that sounds like a sci-fi movie.
It is a bit technical, but it's basically protecting you from what's called minor extractable value, or MEV. Imagine you're buying a meme coin, and someone cuts in line, buys it cheaper, and then sells it to you for more.
So someone's rigging the system to make money off me.
Exactly. Anti-MEV makes it harder for them to do that, so you don't get stuck with an unfair price.
That's impressive. It seems like they thought of everything. But even with all these tools, the person still has to make the decision, right?
Absolutely. Aave.ai gives you the data and helps you, but you're the one doing your own research, figuring out the risks, and making the call. They're not financial advisors. They're just empowering you to make better decisions.
Okay, that makes sense. So left side center and right side of our command center, we've covered them all. It sounds like a really complete platform for anyone who's interested in meme coins. But I want to go back to something you mentioned, contract security. One of my articles was really concerned about those scams, those rug pulls. How does Aave.ai deal with that?
Contract security is huge in meme coins, especially because there are so many scams. Aave.ai has blockchain developers who really look closely at the contracts behind each coin.
Wait, hold on. For people who don't know much about blockchain, what's a contract in this case?
It's actually a smart contract, and it's basically code that tells you how the meme coin works. It says how new tokens are created, how they get traded, how the whole project is managed.
So it's like the rule book for the coin.
Exactly. If that rule book is badly written, or if it's, you know, intentionally bad, investors can lose everything. Aave.ai really scrutinizes these contracts, looking for problems, hidden things, or signs that something's wrong.
They're not just trusting what the developers say. They're actually looking at the code.
Oh, absolutely. They have a whole process for checking these contracts, and they're not afraid to flag tokens that look suspicious.
So it's like having code detectives on your side, making sure you don't fall into a trap.
You got it. They're looking for any sign that a project might be a scam or a rug pull so you can avoid those big losses.
Okay, that really makes me feel better. Knowing that Aave.ai takes security seriously, I'm much more open to trying out meme coins now. So we've really gone deep on meme coins, haven't we? Their potential, the risks, even how Aave.ai can help. But what's the, I don't know, the big picture here? Are these things just a fad, or are they like a window into the future of money?
It's the question everyone's asking. And honestly, it feels like trying to predict the weather in a hurricane. So much energy, possibilities, but also, yeah, a lot of uncertainty.
A lot of people think meme coins are a joke. Just a bubble, nothing to do with real finance. What do you say to them?
I understand where they're coming from. When you see Dogecoin going up because of, you know, what Elon Musk tweets, or a coin based on a cartoon frog suddenly being worth money, it's easy to think it's all silly. But think about it. Big changes, disruption, they don't usually come from the people already in power. The internet, way back when, people laughed at the idea of buying books online or watching movies on these tiny little screens.
And now we stream everything, order groceries on our phones, have meetings in virtual reality. It's crazy.
Exactly. Meme coins, they might seem like a sideshow, but they show how people are changing how they think about money and value. It's communities building their own economies, saying what matters to them, not what the traditional players say.
So it's not just about the coins. It's the tech behind them and the power it gives to people.
That's it. Blockchain. What cryptocurrencies are built on, it could change everything, from supply chains to how we vote. And meme coins, yeah, they're weird and unpredictable, but they're getting millions of people to try out this technology.
Like a gateway to this world of blockchain, getting people comfortable with decentralization.
Love that. It might start with a meme, something funny, a community online. Then people learn about the tech, what it can do, and they realize it's way bigger than just making some fast cash.
So some meme coins will disappear. But others might turn into something really important, something that changes finance and tech as we know it.
Absolutely. We're already seeing projects that are actually useful, connecting with other systems, bringing value to their communities. DeFi, decentralized finance, is huge right now. It's all about a fairer, more open financial system, and meme coins are part of that change.
Like the Wild West starting to build towns,
yeah.
You know, getting organized, making their own rules. And Ave.ai, with all their data and analysis, they're like those prospectors, helping people find the gold in all that chaos.
That's a brilliant comparison. They're giving people the tools, the maps, the advice to explore this new world. But just like those prospectors, it's still up to you to use those tools well, be smart about the risks, and make your own decisions.
No guarantees, just possibilities. That's what makes it exciting. And yeah, a little scary too.
You said it. It's a wild ride, no doubt. But if you're willing to learn, to explore, to be okay with not knowing everything, meme coins could be, well, they could be the path to a future we can't even picture yet.
I have to say, I'm feeling pretty inspired. This whole deep dive has shown me that meme coins aren't just about making money quickly. They could be a force for real change, pushing boundaries in finance and technology.
Me too. It's been an amazing journey, and I hope our listener feels that way too.
I'm sure they do. We've given them so much to think about, so much to explore, and hopefully they're curious now about meme coins and where they might lead us.
And even though we've focused on Ave.ai, remember, it's not the only platform out there. There are lots of tools and resources to help people with meme coins.
So find what works for you, right? What fits your risk level, what you're hoping to achieve.
Exactly. Meme coins, they're always changing, so never stop learning, keep up with what's new, and do your research.
Couldn't agree more. Well, it's time to wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for coming along with us on this exploration. I hope you found it useful, engaging, and maybe even got you thinking in new ways.
It's been my pleasure.
The future of finance is being created now, and whether you love them or hate them, meme coins are part of that. So stay curious, stay informed, and who knows, maybe you'll be part of what happens next. Until then, happy investing.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.